Here is another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. Berlin gets one of its historical landmarks back. The main tropical greenhouse at the Botanic Garden in Berlin-Dahlem has reopened after 3 years of renovation. A majestic 25-meter-high dome of glass and steel built without interior pillars. The main goal of the reconstruction was to preserve the historical structure while reducing its energy use by 50%, explains Dr. Michael Krebs, spokesman of the Tropical Conservatory.
So we have now a very sophisticated heating system. We have, for instance, heating in the window frames. So in every window frame, heating water is running in a total length of about 2.7 kilometers.
Two air circulation towers disguised as trees are also part of the innovative heating system. Dr. Krebs says it's like putting rising heat into a drawer, storing it and pulling it out of the drawer when the temperature drops. 4,000 plants from America, Africa, Asia, Australia and the Pacific region are cultivated under the glass dome. 1,300 of them are tropical species. The oldest plant in the greenhouse is over 150 years old, and the largest one is not a tree, but belongs to the grass family, a giant bamboo.
A lot of botanists are doing their research work here. For instance, also about biodiversity, that is our main topic. We are a kind of a, what's that in English, Arche Noah, Noah's Ark. That means we have to save plants and to prevent them from dying off.
The tropical greenhouse at the Botanic Garden in Berlin-Dahlem is part of the Freie Universität. But not only the researchers are excited about the reopening. 25,000 visitors came to the impressive glasshouse for the opening weekend. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.